Well, good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you again. And although it's a hard thing to describe, it's important that we know all about our brothers and sisters over the world. Christmas is not far off, as you know. It's a time for families and our Christian brothers and sisters and loved ones too. But it isn't always plain sailing. It definitely isn't for many Christian families in Bangladesh. Last year, when radical Muslims attacked their villages because many of them had become Christians, and that was not a very thing that they welcomed at all. But one boy in their village, called Robin, has found it very hard. He is only 11 years old. But he's often teased and mocked by other pupils. He was so looking forward to celebrating Christmas, but no one would play with him because he and his family were Christians. At school, no one would sit next to him at all or play with him at break time. He wants to play too, but he's too scared to play or with anyone or other. So he sits alone and feels very lonely. He is sad that they are so cruel to him, and he would never do that to them. Robin often feels rejected by the other children, but last things it got much worse. He lives in Bangladesh, as I said, and the country changed a year ago, and the new government changed everything. After the election, they made it much harder to live peacefully, and Robin was treated much worse than before. Many of their friends were told not to play with him. And we do pray, Lord, excuse me. Many of their friends were told not to play with the Christians, and some of them even told their friends not to have anything to do with them. They showed how much they hated the Christians and made it much worse for them to find friends. And the teachers treated them badly as well. But Robin's mum, Molly, asked a friend of hers to borrow a Bible. And when she opened it, she opened the Bible and read, "Ask and it will be given to you." When they read those words, both Molly and her husband, Jubea, they were astonished. They decided to become Christians. But this made the Muslims very angry. Some of them even wanted to insist that Bangladesh became a totally Muslim country and force everyone to become Muslim. The hatred that was shown by the Muslims made many of them want to destroy all the churches and force Christians to turn back to Islam. The idea of creating a 100% Muslim state became very popular. False teachings creating a 100% Muslim state, that idea became very popular. False teaching and untrue rumours were believed, leading to an atmosphere of suspicion and even hatred. This led to a crusade to convert Christians to renounce their faith and revert back to Islam. Things got steadily worse. False teaching and misinformation about Christians spread and became very rife. Some Muslims even encouraged a culture of hatred and discrimination. Pamphlets were spread, encouraging false information about Christianity. Muslims were encouraged to spread these false ideas. The accusation contained false statements, which quickly spread like poison, and soon became a crusade to discredit all Christians in Bangladesh. Molly asked a neighbour to borrow her Bible, and she read Matthew 7, verse 7. But I'm not going to read that one. because that one comes later. But it did just say there, ask and it will be given to you. Molly was amazed that God would listen to her prayers, and that led to Robin also deciding to follow Jesus. But this made the village Muslims very angry, and they started a culture of hatred and discrimination against non-Muslims. They tried to convert Christians back to Islam, to pressure them to renounce their faith. The accusations spread like a poison. And one morning, a furious mob of 40 to 50 people descended on their small house church. The mob was furious. Some of them attacked the villagers. Thankfully, the villagers were warned and managed to flee just in time. But the mob burned all the Bibles in the church and completely destroyed the church building. Robin's family were broken up. His dad, Jumeirah, was taken away and decided to return to Islam. Robin's grandparents decided to return to Islam, making Robin heartbroken too. He says that he feels bad, but not angry, as he still has a mother to look after him. But he is very sad, and he says he knows he has a heavenly father who will look after him. Today, Molly works hard to provide for her family, but it's very hard for them at school. Molly and Robin still love and follow Jesus, but Robin has no help to pay the school fees. He's still committed to Jesus, but many people are unkind to him and his family. His favourite verse is Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. It's only one verse, so you don't need to turn to it. And it goes like this. Purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mercy of God, namely Jesus Christ. That's his favourite verse. And you can read more about Molly and his brother, her brother. Now we know that we love knowing that Robin that is helped by supported by Open Doors, and that his education will continue for some time to come. Robin's school fees are continuing to be paid, and their church is still teaching the Bible in their rebuilt school premises. And they know that it is a worldwide family who are praying for them, supporting them financially, and making sure that the world will never be forgotten by their Christian brothers and sisters. Like many children worldwide, they hear the Christmas story once again and remember how Jesus came to earth and how we thank him for saving us and reminding us how much he loves us all. And that we too may show our friends and families that Jesus wants all of us to remember all that Jesus has done for us and to love him back as well, sending our love and gifts, thanking and celebrating Christmas for all he has done for us, and praying every day for those who are hurting, those who long to learn more about Jesus, and that everyone all over the world will make this Christmas a very special one. On Christmas Day, Robin's mother reads from the Bible, and they gather at church to read the Christmas story and realize that Jesus, too, was a poor village boy. They wear red hats, cut Jesus' cake, and play games. It is lots of fun, and Robin loves to hear the Christmas story and the Easter story too. They have lots of fun. It's an unforgettable day. As well as these happy times, Robin and his friends are so happy to go to school, and they are going to school because Open Doors pays for them to go. Where the village children go to school and receive a good education. This helps them to face the hardships of growing up in a village where Christians are not welcome. You can write to him and encourage him. Even when other children are unkind and make kind of them at school, Robin still and his family and other pupils still know that they are loved by the Lord Jesus. Now you can read more about Robin and his friends and see a picture of him at work, church. Molly, perhaps could you get one of the magazines? This is at the back. Thank you. And at the back, table at the back, there's lots of things I'd like you to have a look at and take them away with you. And there's a petition that you can sign as well. There's also a card. Thank you, darling. There's a card at the back where you could just put your name and address, and then you will get the Open Doors magazine that will come out every 2 months, and you can be a more active person. Yes, you can't go to Bangladesh, neither can I, but you can support in prayer and with finance. So do think about making that a priority to you at this Christmas story. So you can read about Robin and his friends and see a picture of him at church, as I said. The other boys and girls make fun of him, but he knows that Jesus will always love him and that many students are growing up knowing that Jesus will always love them and take care of them. He also says a big thank you to you all. And now I'll hand over to Molly.
I'm going to read now from 1 Peter, chapter 4 and verse 12 down to 16. And it's headed Suffering for Being a Christian. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. I'm going to pray now briefly for Robin and for his mother, Molly, and just cover them in prayer. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for hearing about Molly and her son, Robin. We thank you that you care about them and you know the horrible things that they are having to go through. We pray that you enable Robin to stay strong for you when he's at school, and to forgive the children who are unkind to him. We pray too that there will be other Christian children there, and he can make some really good friends, and together they can know how much they are loved by you. Amen. There's something you could do, very practical, and probably you might enjoy doing it. All of these persecuted Christians, they love to have letters. Just a very short card, a very short letter, even a Christmas card. with perhaps a verse that you feel is good for them, appropriate to them. If you'd like to do that, there's something in the magazine that will tell you how to do that and to send your letter up to Open Doors, and then they will take them out and send them on. So if you fancy writing to Robin or to Molly, that's over to you, really.
So now we're going to say hello to another student. Her name is Jasmine, and she's 15 years old. But she only has one friend at school. She lives in the Philippines, and in that country, everyone is expected to be a Muslim. The other students regularly mock her, so she has no friends at school. They say that she shouldn't be a Christian, and they refuse to be friends with her. Her mother, Diane, was the first person to become a Christian in their village, but her father refuses to become a Christian. That was very difficult for them, and the others in their village were nasty to Jasmine and Diane. They said that I should not be a Christian, she says, because I'm expected to be a Muslim. One day they even threw stones at her and yelled, "Traitor! Traitor!" She was badly bruised and ran all the way home, shaking. She was devastated. But she's determined to be a Christian, and she loves to pray and read with her mother the Bible. And she knows that her wider Christian family will pray for her and her mother. She's very brave, and every day she goes to school knowing that other pupils will share with her the wonderful Jesus story, born into a poor family at Christmas. They don't have much, but they enjoy giving and receiving what they do have, and they share what they have with others. One day, Jasmine and Dayan hope to see many more Christians living for Jesus.
I'm going to read Romans chapter 12, verses 12 to 21. And I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and prayerful always. When God's children are in need, you be the one to help them out and get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner, or if they need lodging, for the night. If someone mistreats you because you are a Christian, don't curse him. Pray that God will bless him. When others are happy, be happy with them. If they are sad, share their sorrow. Work happily together. Don't try to act big. Don't try to get into the good graces of important people, but enjoy the company of ordinary folks. And don't think you know it all.
So I'm going to point out in that passage that Molly read, that there are three points, all beginning with the letter P, from Romans 12. And this passage reminds us that we must always live in the truth of God's words. And however badly we are treated ourselves, we must remember that Jesus himself went to the uttermost to show how much he loves us, every one of us. The Christians in Rome were having a really hard time because many people there committed all kinds of wickedness and had no respect for God. They rather preferred to give in to sinful desires and committed all kinds of wickedness rather than worship the Creator of the universe. But despite all the wickedness and immorality, the people were encouraged to be joyful, patient, and faithful. However bad things might get, We must be true to our calling and keep on praying that the world would turn to the Saviour of mankind as our Redeemer. And Romans 12, verse 12, is the way to ensure that we stay true to our calling. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. That's a powerful message for each one of us, because no matter how hard we find it to be a Christian, and we will face several tests which make it harder to be a disciple of the Lord, but the Lord wants us to be overcomers, and we can overcome the opposition, and by God's grace that we can be overcomers. And so let's follow those three words that Molly read for us. First of all, we need to be patient. Don't get angry, because God has great plans for you, and he will show you how you can become a better Christian by not getting angry or wanting revenge. Just be kind and patient to the person who is nasty and pray for him or her. Be patient. But also, we need to pray. Always remember that we all make mistakes, and we need help and kindness to get through difficult situations. All of us need kindness and prayer. And think of Robin and Molly and Jasmine and Diane. Pray for them. They so much need their prayers and want their prayers. Do pray. And finally, let's be people of peace. Let's be at peace with everyone as much as you can. Show loving kindness, forgiveness, and a joyful heart. That way, you will make friends and bless them. And Molly, have you got that card there? I might have. Okay. Okay. I've got it here. Sorry, I got it. Yeah, I've got that. I have the literature at the back, the current magazine. Please take one of these. And to go with it is the prayer diary. And even more, because I shall be coming every month or month, that you can, there's a card at the back, there'll be a pen there as well you can use. Just fill out your name and address, and we will collect them and send them up. Oh, here it is. Yes, thank you. Okay. These are at the back. I don't know how many of you do have the magazine every 2 months. Anybody here? Okay. Can I suggest and to carry these magazines all the time? Molly and I, we pray once a day in the prayer diary, and we know by that way that we don't always think about open doors. We can think about the people who desperately need our prayers. Let's be witnesses and prayers for these who are our brothers and sisters. Okay.
Just pray for us before we go out. Father God, we thank you that you are our Father. You care about each and every one of us. You know what's before us in the coming days. And you want to walk with us. And we ask that as we leave this place, we will go out with the love of Jesus in our hearts and with the power of the Spirit in our minds, to live and to serve you through this coming week. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.